Now we will quickly go over some of the common mononeuropathies, starting with the median nerve mononeuropathy, carpal tunnel syndrome, very common. Median nerve can be compressed anywhere in its course. However, compression at the wrist is the most common when it goes through the carpal tunnel. This is the most common location. It typically happens because of overuse of the wrist. So typing, for example, lifting things, even if they're not very heavy, but if we do that all the time, pushing things, you know, working with machines or sometimes, you know, people if they use wheelchair, for example, any repetitive trauma to the wrist, even if it's minor. Diabetes increases the chance of all focal mononeuropathies. So diabetic people have are at high risk of having things like median neuropathy, like carpal tunnel syndrome, or ulnar neuropathy, and so on. And it also happens in pregnancy. So pregnant women starting to have, you know, symptoms in their hand. You think carpal tunnel syndrome. Commonly, you have a thinner atrophy because of the epidural pollicis brevis atrophy, and this atrophy again only happens after several weeks of a significant lesion that is affecting the nerve. So mild cases certainly do not expect any to see any atrophy. If you see an atrophy, just like in this picture here, that means even before you do the nerve conduction study, that means that this is a severe advanced case of carpal tunnel. Sensory distribution of the median nerve is obviously the first three digits. Thalensine and tenosine can be done clinically, try to elicit the symptoms. Commonly people, they would say, if they are driving for a long distance, they may feel the symptoms coming on if they are holding their hands on the steering wheel, or while they're asleep, they wake up from sleep because their hand is numb, tingly, and is hurting. Any hyperextension or reflection of the wrist will trigger the symptoms. Again, these clinical signs are not always reliable. Treatment, trying to avoid, you know, the hyperextension flexion. That's why, you know, wrist brace is commonly the first step. If that doesn't help, steroid injection, and the last step, obviously, would be the surgical release.